Ralphie Radio Show. Hey, The X Factor premiering last night on Fox, and the ratings, well, they didn't meet Simon Cowell's expectations, although there were some very interesting moments on last night's show. In Touch Weekly senior editor Kim Serafin joins me now to talk about the show. And Kim, what did you think of last night's premiere?
Yeah, I was so excited for X Factor because I was a huge fan of Simon Cowell's. I thought American Idol would not be the same without him, and it wasn't the same,
right.
But it was actually really good. And we're finding out now the ratings for the X Factor. 12 million viewers, and that's versus the premiere of American Idol back in January, and that got 26 million. So certainly less than half of what American Idol premiered to back in January. Still very good numbers, good for a new show. Of course, this American Idol last in January, that was a show coming back. There had been a lot of hype about the new judges. So not terrible numbers, but I think Simon had been saying he wanted to beat American Idol. He had made some comments about anything less than 20 million would have been a failure. So
right.
Probably not the level that he was expecting, so give it time.
Exactly. I think the expectations were certainly through the roof. And again, historically, given that time slot on Fox for the time of year, it actually did perform kind of well. But of course, not meeting Simon Cowell's high expectations as he has on pretty much everything he does or sees. Correct, Kim?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, maybe they could get Charlie Sheen on an episode, and I'm sure that would bring in some ratings.
Put Charlie Sheen on there, they'll call it the XXX Factor, Kim, I would imagine. They'd have to...
good, very good. Yeah, I think he came up with a new concept, Ralphie.
There you go. In Touch Weekly's Kim Serafin here on the Ralphie Radio Show. It is not the end of the world, but it is the end of the road for a band that's been around for quite a long time. REM calling it quits. Kim, does this come as a surprise to you or no?
Oh my gosh. Well, it's a big surprise. I mean, also, I don't know anyone else out there listening, but this makes me feel really old when I found out they were around for 31 years. Like, did you realize they were around for that long?
I did not.
Yeah, the end of the world, all those songs. People, no matter what generation you're from, you know it's the end of the world.
Right.
You know Losing My Religion. You know Everybody Hurts. And people, you know, just from MTV, those videos were such a staple on MTV in the
90s. Kim, I hate to date you, but I haven't even been around 31 years, so I had no idea that they've been around 31 years. But a great career for REM, indeed. And, yeah, I mean, let's face it, especially in this day and age, they're just setting themselves up for a big reunion, right?
That's true, and I think they do have that new album coming out, which is a collection of their greatest hits coming in a few months. But yeah, you think about all these acts right now, today, a lot of music where you hear somebody, they have one album and then you never hear from them again, but when you think about a band that was around for 31 years and had so many iconic songs, that doesn't happen very much anymore. You know, there are certain ones, Lady Gaga we know is going to be around for a while, but there's a lot of those flash-in-the-pan music stars that are not going to be around for that much longer.
Absolutely.
So it's really amazing to see a band like this that has survived through so many incarnations of the music industry.
I get to deal with those flashes in the pans all the time here on the Ralphie Radio Show. It's quite a blast, Kim. In Touch Weekly, senior editor Kim Serafin checking in from New York this week. Hey, Kim, thanks so much for the time.
Thanks so much, Ralphie.